Okay, that was a long version. Here's the short version. If the county executive or the principal of the school or the local village idiot wants to encourage you to get a vaccine, a vaccination, fine. But what they need to include in their exhortation is, have you gotten the experimental vaccine yet? Okay? If everybody who is a paid or unpaid volunteer in selling the Bill Gates, Tony Fauci, CDC fraud, would just simply say that, the editor of the newspaper, the commentator on television, whoever it might be, if they would just simply say, hey, have you gotten the experimental vaccine yet? It is experimental because it's not approved for human use. All right? And an analogy I used in the big presentation above, I think, is really apt. I've got a car. It's nice and new and shiny. Amazing engine, fantastic handling. We haven't quite finished the safety tests, however. We don't know if the brakes really work. We don't know if the steering is really going to hold up. We know it seems to handle very well based on our short, limited testing, but we haven't finished the safety tests. They won't be done for another 2 or 3 years. But why don't you get in this car and take it for a spin? That's accurate, that's factual, that's truthful. So if all the people out there telling you, oh man, you just got to do it, you got to get the vaccine, fine, keep it up. But how about disclosing the truth? And if you're not disclosing the truth, either you're an idiot or you're a criminal. Where's the middle ground there? There is none. This is an experimental procedure. It is not an approved procedure. Therefore, it needs to be disclosed in every single communication with the public, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a public health official, whether you're a newspaper editor, whether you're a TV commentator, or whether you're just some guy with an opinion about what other people should do with their bodies. So that's that. Hey, I did it in less than 2 minutes and 40 seconds.